Blog Talk Radio. I did my best, but I guess my best wasn't good enough. Cause here we are back where we were before. Seems nothing ever changes. We're back to being strangers, wondering if we ought to stay or head on out the door. Can we figure out what we keep doing wrong? Why we never last for very long? What are we doing wrong? Just once, can we find a way to finally make it right? Make the man last for more. Just one night, we could just do it. I know we could break through it. I gave my all, but I made my all in Lord knows we're not getting anywhere. Seems we're always going. Whatever we've got going, it seems the time the more we've got, we haven't got a plan. Just once, can we figure out what we keep doing wrong? Just once, can we find a way to finally make it right? Make the man laugh the more than just one night. We can just get to it just once. I won't do anything. Why it always comes back to the bad? Why can't we get up and admit to one another we're no good without each other? Do the best to make it better. Can we find a way to finally make it right? Oh, make the man laugh the more than just one night. I know we can do it. We can just do it just once.
My hepatitis C gone.
I put off treating mine.
Epclusa treats all main types of chronic hep C. Whatever your type, Epclusa could be your kind of cure.
I just found out about mine.
I knew for years. Epclusa has a 98% overall cure rate.
I had no symptoms of hepatitis C.
I caused liver damage.
Epclusa is only one pill, once a day, taken with or without food for 12 weeks. Before starting Epclusa, your doctor will check if you have had hepatitis C, which may flare up and could cause serious liver problems during and after treatment. Tell your doctor if you have had hepatitis C, other liver or kidney problems, HIV or other medical conditions, and all medicines you take, including herbal supplements. Taking amiodarone with Epclusa may cause a serious slowing of your heart rate. Common side effects include headache and tiredness. Ask your doctor today if Epclusa is your kind of cure.
High School in Tacoma, Washington, and I teach ethnic studies. So tell me a little bit about the course and what you do.
So we're really looking at things like identity, looking at race, a lot about my students learning how to love themselves, to appreciate their own past and their culture and their ethnicity. Discussions about race, equity and inclusion are really difficult. I'm biracial and just struggled always to fit in. So I've been on my own journey of learning how to love and accept myself. And then I'm able to do the same thing for my students. I really try to create a sense of community in my classroom. We ask children from a very young age, what do they want to be? And I've reframed that in my classroom and developed who students want to be. When you look in the mirror, you're satisfied with who looks back at you, not because you've done everything right, but because you've learned how to take responsibility when you don't. This is an assignment, and it's a way for students to start to think about their identity. I give students a blank piece of paper with some sunglasses on them. So if you could, you can take a pencil or a pen and write down a quote about how you aspire to live your life, something that inspires you.
I have a quote from Bono. We're one, but we're not the same.
Perfect. Okay. So then on the inside, we're going to take some time and think about what are parts of our identity that impact how we see the world. So here's mine. I put some of the roles that I have. So I'm a wife, I'm a mom, I have four kids, I'm part Jamaican. Social justice is the reason why I do everything. And I'm a runner. I love pizza and ice cream or coffee, and I love watching sports. My faith is important to me. I'm a daughter, a sister, an educator, an advocate, and a bridge builder.
Wow.
What are a few things that you would put in your lenses that inspire the way you see the world?
Well, probably personal computer. Not the world's best bar. I've got books. That's the continent of Africa. It's a vaccine. It's a tennis racket. I'm the father, of course, Claire.
That looks great.
You know, when I went to high school, we did not have ethnic studies. So it's fascinating to hear that that's, you know, an important class for the kids.
Talking to students, there was this enormous weight that they felt. Feeling the pressure of the pandemic, the murder of George Floyd, and this reckoning as a country with racism. My goal is always to say, look, you don't have to change the entire world. But if you change the world for those around you, then you have changed the world because you've changed the world for one person.
But it sounds like you like creating, you know, new ideas and you're willing to try things out.
I just want to do whatever our students need. Education is about futures. Education is about the legacies of our students. And education is about humanity. And I think when we put our students' humanity first, the sky's the limit for how far our kids can go.
wondered where I'm lost without you. Be my
mission. Stand up to moderate to severe rheumatoid arthritis and take it on with Rinvoq. Rinvoq, a once daily pill, can dramatically improve symptoms. Rinvoq helps pain, stiffness, swelling, and for some, Rinvoq can even significantly reduce RA fatigue. That's Rinvoq relief. With RA, the overactive immune system attacks your joints. Rinvoq regulates it to help stop the attack.
Rinvoq can lower your ability to fight infections, including tuberculosis. Serious infections and blood clots, sometimes fatal, have occurred, as have certain cancers, including lymphoma, and tears in the stomach or intestines, and changes in lab results. Your doctor should monitor your blood work. Tell your doctor about any infection, and if you are or may become pregnant while taking Rinvoq.
Take on RA. Talk to your rheumatologist about Rinvoq relief. Rinvoq, make it your mission. If you can't afford your medicine, Abdi may be able to help.
There is a solar deal available right now that sounds fake. Not only do you get solar panels, is due to a limited-time government stimulus package. As more and more homes go solar, the budget runs down and the chance is gone. So let's see how it works. We are calling these the new billion-dollar solar panels. They're a new generation of super powerful solar panels that was just released on the market after billions of dollars of investment in research by the world's top technology companies. Electrical engineers have created brand new solar technology that's so powerful and generates so much electricity that you can not only power your home, potentially paying $0 in electric bills, but it's even possible to take all of that extra electricity you generate and sell it back to your power company. When you get these new super powerful solar panels, you might never pay another power bill again. The best part about these billion-dollar panels is that they're sponsored by a special program that makes them insanely cheap and 100% affordable to ordinary people. So you can get these new super powerful high-tech solar panels, the result of billions of dollars of research and investment, for little to no cost to you in your bank account. You can potentially cut your electric bill down to zero and possibly sell the extra electricity you generate back to your power company. This means you could save thousands and thousands of dollars every single year, and you might even eliminate 100% of your power bill for good to see if you qualify. Just click the button below right now and take our quick 60-second survey to get your own next-gen 2021 solar panel. Click the link.
Satisfaction of a real chocolate in every bite? Chips Ahoy is here for it. Here for happy.
Hey, With action figures.
Nothing. Capital One Shopping instantly searches for available coupon codes and automatically applies.
Whoa.
I was good at miniature. Capital One Shopping. What's your wallet?
Hello, my name is Joe. Okay.
Once upon a time, there lived a princess with really long hair who was waiting for a prince to come save her.
Not really. Who has time for that?
But she ordered us up.
Comes down to kindness and supporting
I'm loving you. It's all made for. That's not that one. It's the Corvettes, yeah. Corvettes. So I saw it. There we are. Oh, this means it is real. And she likes it. Understand? Hello.
Thank you. give him the word that I'm not a rover. Put them down and die, close the nights are over.
Time.
If you think Jerry likes ribs so much that she keeps fetch the pics of the receipts and turn them into rewards to fuel her rib obsession, then you would be right. That's exactly what's happening, and you are an incredibly astute observer. More fetch rewards, more ribs. You can get whatever you want, but Jerry gets ribs. Shop, snap, get receipt rich. Fetch rewards.
I want to take on the world's toughest hacker. And this is where it's done. So, what do you think?
Dick. What she do? Send her roses just because. It's this violin she loves that's been played. Dedicate her favorite song.
Do you want to go to that ball? It changed your life?
Yes! It's black. Any way you can make them more comfortable.
Even magic has its limits.
No.
Not all 5G networks are created equal. T-Mobile. America's largest, fastest, most reliable 5G network. The memories of all in my mind. And now, only come to the end of our rainbow. There's something I must say. You won't fight me time later, and I love you. Yes, you won't twice me time later. Thank you. you once, twice, three times later, and I love you.
Just my me and let the day begin. You are the sunshine that lights my heart within. I'm sure that you're an angel in the sky. Come take my hand and together we will rise. All the way from love up in the Father's top, the only way to fly is on the wings of love. On the way from love, only the two of us together flying high, flying high upon the wings of love. Look at me, the diving into me. Just like the snow when the ray of sun is fair. I'm crazy about you, baby, can't you see? I'm so delighted if you would come with me. On the way from love, the only way to fly is on the wings of love. On the wings of love, only the two of us together flying high, flying high upon the wings of love.
You got a new friend there, bud. He's loving you.
Oh, his dog. What's his name?
Zell.
Interesting. Why Zell?
Why Zell? Because Zell is a great way to send money to friends and family, pretty much wherever they bank.
Oh, and Zell is in a lot of banking apps. Probably yours. Wait, are we talking about your dog or a way to send money? Who's the good Sal?
Sal, look forward in your bacon.
Against the wind. idea of going out and using the rails with our bikes to go and access remote fishing and camping and maybe even some bike riding really appeals. We've got the rail there, so who knows where we're going to go next.
Myra, or you can call me Myra. I'm a creative pro at the Apple Store in the Brickell City Center in Miami, Florida, and welcome to Creative Project. Today, we'll be learning how to take an expressive pet portrait on iPhone with artist and photographer Sophie Kamon. Sophie gives her time and talent to animal rescues around the world. You might recognize her acclaimed series, Pitbull Flower Power, which has led to hundreds of dogs finding their forever home. I love how expressive her portraits are. I'm going to need Sophie to teach me some cool techniques for photographing animals that are almost always on the move. I'm so excited for you all to meet Sophie. Let's chat with her now. Hi, Sophie. It is so nice to meet you, but who is on your lap? Please introduce him.
Hi, Myra. This is McLovin, my son.
Hi, McLovin. You're his son. I can see the resemblance. This is Winston. He's going to do his own thing. He's going to be walking around, living his best life. I am exploring how to try to take expressive pet portraits just like you. Do you have any for me?
The biggest tip of all is to get to the level. So you really want to capture that expression, and you want the eyes to be meeting your eyes, you know, when you look at the photo. You don't want to be above them. And then the second big advice would be to tune into their energy and check in with them and see, are they shy? Are they excited?
This whole conversation has got me inspired, and I think we should go outside and try taking some photos of some puppies with these new tips. What do you think?
Yes, I have the perfect place. It's Soul Dog Rescue Adoption Center. They have a lot of cats and dogs waiting for adopters, so I'm going to try and work some magic and maybe get someone adopted.
What better way to spend the day, honestly? Let's just, like, go explore and take some cute photos of the puppies.
Yes. Are we saying yes, Mike? Mike says yes.
Thanks, Sophie. I'll see you later.
Bye, McLovin. With the help of our iPhone, we're going to take portraits of these doggies and help them shine, bring their personality out, so we can connect them with adopters.
First off, we're going to get on the animal's level, and then we're going to tune into their energy. So I'm thinking about using features on the camera app, like portrait mode, photo mode, maybe live photo, using the grid for composition. We have so many things to try. So let's just get started.
This is Marilyn, and she's a senior doggy, so she's one of the longest residents here at the shelters. When I work at the shelter, I like to keep the background really simple for the doggies because I really want their faces and their expressions and personality to shine. So the first thing I do is get to Marilyn's eye level. She has short legs, so we're going to go really, really low on this one. I'm using the portrait mode. Just tap the little F button in the top right corner, and then there's a slider that appears here. This is going to adjust the depth of field of my photos. And we can focus on, for example, just her eyes, her beautiful soulful eyes, or her face. Once the dog is in position, you want to use your treat like sound. You're going to move that treat around and catch her and just snap, snap, snap. Look, girl, look over here. Make sure you reward your model. That's a good girl.
That's it. Oh, my gosh. Yes. Okay, so Maple looks amazing, and I'm definitely going to get a few shots in here, but I have something that I think might help make this even more interesting. So I'm going to go into my camera settings, and I'm going to turn on the grid. And what the grid lines help me do is I can either position Maple right in the center, or I can position her off to the right or to the left. You can split your photo up into three different parts, horizontally or vertically. You might get a really exciting shot.
Now, another tip would be to actually place the focal point of the photo, which is here, as Maple said, right where the lines cross. What you might want to also do is lock the focus on that spot so that it doesn't get blurry. Now, what I'm going to do is tap and hold the screen until I see AEAF lock. While you're there, you can also drag the sun upwards for more light or drag it downwards for less light and have it for a really dramatic shot. One thing I really love about taking portraits of shelter dogs is to zoom in and to figure it out. It's more about the expression, the eyes, the smile, and I love that. Doggies are so expressive, so we want to have fun with that. A great feature about the portrait mode is that you can zoom in 2.5, and that gives you a perfect headshot. Look at that. Hey, look. Eyes, cooker. Cooker. That's a good girl. Look at those eyes. If this doesn't get on the doctor, I don't know what will. Sophie's advice was to tune into the animal's energy. That's me tuning in. This is Dean. He's super energetic, super fun, and I already have a few features that I think will be perfect for capturing all his movements. So why don't we start with prioritizing faster shooting, and it's super easy to turn on. I'm going to go into my settings, scroll down to camera, and it's in a nice switch for me. I'm just going to turn on prioritize faster shooting, and let's do it. I can move a lot faster around Dean and capture all his fun little quirks. Look at those ears. Maybe even switch into portrait mode just for fun because those ears, I cannot resist. Good boy. And then you pause for some love and let him know he did a good job. And Fred here has a wonderful energy. I love that about him. But it makes capturing photos really difficult. So what I'm using is Live Photos, and this is actually my favorite option. One thing I really love about Live Photos, you can turn this into little videos or gifs later on, and it's great for social media, and it's awesome for capturing the personality of Dougie, like, hello. Sophie, how are you? How was your day taking pictures of puppies all day?
Wow, it was an intense day. The Dougie is amazing.
Man, I took so many pictures.
Yeah, you were like...
Yeah, I couldn't stop. So I'm curious, how do you go through and take some of your favorite shots?
So I got to take a lot of really cute, awesome candidates. Let's try to narrow it down here, and I think I have one that has a lot of potential. It was a doggie named Philomena. She was very, very loving. She kept wanting to come to me and give me snuggles. And I captured something on Live Photo, which I think is going to make a great bounce and a gift. So I'm going to start by just wiping up and turning this Live Photo into a bounce. This one is actually kind of amazing. She's wagging her tail in the background, so the bounce really captures that movement.
Oh, this is so cool.
There's another great way of using GIFs, and that's really awesome when you're trying to get a dog adopted, and that's basically to combine a bunch of different photos into one GIF. So I'm going to go for the shortcuts app, tap the action that's called Convert Photos to GIF. You could choose portraits that are almost framed similarly, mouth closed, tilt of the head, big smile, and then I'm going to combine them. Let's see what happens. With one GIF, you can show potential adopters, like, here's a doggie that has all these emotions. She has much love in her eyes, and she smiles, and she's serious, tilts her head. It really gives you a capsule of what that dog is like.
Oh, yes, I love that. Don't forget, tap Save Image so you can find it in your camera roll. You can also share it right from here using messages, mail, and my personal favorite, AirDrop. I also have another tip with portrait mode that I think will really help bring out the personality of me. I'm actually going to go into edit, and at the bottom of my screen, under this cool 3D cube, it gives me different options for portrait lighting. If I take it all the way to the end, I get this feature called High Key Light Mono, which makes the background all white and really puts Dean into center of this.
Yeah, you go, Dean. So much personality in such a small package.
Yay! I love yours, too. My favorite part is seeing how you took the same feature but used it in a different way. I think that's so fun.
Oh, yeah.
So actually, I have a little surprise for you.
Is it covered in chocolate?
At Soul Dog Rescue, I spent a little time with some kittens.
Oh! It really is. I'm obsessed. I am obsessed.
The ears, the little eyes, like little paws.
Oh, I'm so glad we got a cat in this. Thank you so much for joining me on this journey, Sophie. I've learned so much, not only about photography, but about animals, but about myself, and about you. So thank you so much.
Thank you. It was such a pleasure.
Today we got lots of great tips from Sophie.
We learned the importance of getting on the pet level.
We got awesome tips for tuning into the animal's energy to capture their expressive moments.
And finally, we let their personalities shine with extras, like creating a GIF, live photo bounce, and more. There is no physical limit to the amount of pet pictures a person can enjoy. So, please, share your amazing photos with us. And be sure to use the hashtag TodayPetApple. We want to see your furry, feathered, and scaled companions. If you're new to our Stay at Apple family, you can find creatives and creative pros just like me at Apple stores around the globe. We're here to show you how to take better photos, record your own movie, get drawing again, make your own beat, or even write your first line of code. So join us. We'll be adding more episodes soon, and you can catch up on what you've missed. So be sure to subscribe or share this video with a friend.
took the familiar and made it revolutionary.